In the middle of the third perek of the Shara of Avodas HaElokim, about discussing serving Hashem. So last week we discussed the seven different ways, the seven different types of avoda, or the ideal ways to serve Hashem. So now we're going to continue along those lines. So the Chovos HaLevavos says, "Ach malus haTorah tzarich sha'avair mehem ashei yizdaminli ve'omar." So now he says, I'm gonna start to tell you some of the advantages of the instruction in the Torah. In other words, we mentioned last week we were discussing the advantages of seichel, right, of thinking for yourself. And now, almost as a contrast to that, we're gonna talk about the advantages, the seven advantages of just kind of following the strict letter of the Torah without, you know, without thinking about other things too much. So he says the following: Echad mehem ki ha'adam mechubar minefesh vagus uva midosav. So first of all, he says, as we know, we mentioned this many times before, that mankind is comprised, is made up of a body and a soul, right? We're a combination of physical and spiritual. And we have these tendencies, right, that will tempt us to give in to our physical desires. And as a result, we may end up indulging in some of the desires, in some of the desires of this world. Can someone just let Lauren in? She just asked what the password was. Someone just let her in? I mean, or just tell her, like, the... Someone want to just tell her about the link? Okay. So,
yeah.
Okay. So again, basically... people often will indulge or give in to their physical desires, and they'll, you know, they'll kind of override their seichel. In other words, their seichel will tell them not to give in to these kinds of things. But on the other hand, their physical desires, their taiva is kind of dragging them down. So he says, "Ushtei ha'itzos einon mishubachos." So he says that neither of these plans, right, are praiseworthy. He says, "Mivnesha achas mivia lahafsadas seder ha'olam, v'hashinis mivia lahafsadas inine ha'adam ba'olam hazeu v'ba." So in other words, if a person, let's say, were to refrain from ever engaging in physical pleasures, so then the world would basically stop existing, because, you know, couples need to have relations in order to have children. So you need to engage in physical pleasures in order for the world to exist. On the other hand, if a person is only engaged in the physical world without any sort of spirituality, then that's going to ruin his Olam Hazeh as well as his Olam Haba. Umechem lasabori yisale va'utzem tovaso al ha'adam, shechanano ma sheyesakein bo inyanav yikonu bo drachav b'shnei ha'olamim b'seder emtsai bein seichel v'hataiva v'hi ha'torah ha'nemana ha'shomeres ha'tzedek ba'galui v'nistar shemarche So basically, what he's saying here is that the great thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us in the world that we live in is the fact that he combined the physical and the spiritual, right? And the fact that he combined the physical and the spiritual, he allows us to kind of balance the two of them, right? If we're only involved in the spiritual, then we wouldn't have any children, the world would not be able to exist. If we were only involved in the physical, so then we would, you know, basically throw away our share in Olam Haba. So we need to have a balance between the spiritual and the physical, and that is the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Okay, so that's the first advantage of following the Torah. But Hasheni, the second idea that he mentions here is that, again, he says, if you just rely on your own seichel, right, seichel is not going to lead you to actually doing mitzvot, right? It's not going to lead you to daven, it's not going to lead you to fast, or to give tzedakah, or to give maser, or to do chesed, right? You need some other kind of an impetus in order to actually go ahead and act with chesed, right? And a person is not going to actually act in this way unless there's something else which is pushing him to do so. Like, for example, knowing that he's going to get punished if he doesn't do mitzvos, or that he's going to get rewarded if he does. That's why it says in Koheles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us in such a way that we should fear him, right? In other words, because we know that because we fear Hashem, we're more likely to make sure that we don't do any averos, even though that's not necessarily the highest level of serving Hashem. But what it does is that it ensures that we actually follow His mitzvos. In other words, if everything that we did was only rooted in our seichel, it was just like, oh, I know that it's the right thing to do. Seichel by itself is not usually going to be enough to push a person to actually go and do something. You need some other kind of a driving force. In this case, you know, the threat of punishment or the idea of reward. That's what you need to actually push you to be able to actually serve Hashem practically and not just to talk about it in theory. Okay, so that's the second advantage of following the Torah even without your seichel. The hashlishi, the third advantage, ki ha'ara ha'sichlis inena koleles kol ha'mitzuvim ne'kotzer ma'chasheves k'tzasam v'yitzer ha'karas k'tzasam ha'k'tzasam v'ha'ara ha'toria koleles kol mi shehigiel etinoya tzivu yal derech shaveh v'him chalukim b'havanasam osa k'mo she'ekdamnu b'sofa shar ha'risho v'na sefer hazeh. The third advantage of following the strict letter of the Torah and not just relying on your own seichel is that, of course, we know that every person's seichel is going to be different, right? Every person has different levels of intelligence from one another, whereas the Torah is objective. So no matter how much or how little a person understands of Torah, the Torah is the same for every person. The Torah is giving us the same commandments, the same obligations, the same mitzvos for every single individual, regardless of how intelligent or not intelligent they are, right? If you're only relying on your seichel, so then there's a good possibility that, you know, that something about your own seichel could potentially be lacking. It also will happen sometimes that an individual is, let's say, going to be lacking in one area, and he's going to excel in a different area. And the amount of intellectual stimulation that a person has is going to vary depending on the area. This is kind of like a basic point, right? You know, I'm sure every one of you has like a topic or a subject within Torah or even not within Torah that speaks to you, right? Some of you like to learn halacha. Some of you like to learn Tanakh. Some of you maybe like math and science. Like, well, again, everyone has their own thing that speaks to them. So whenever you're learning a topic that speaks to you, you're much more likely to be interested in it than when you're learning something which doesn't speak to you. So your mind, your intellect, will oftentimes push you in an area that you find to be more interesting. So he says that the difference between our seichel and the Torah, as we mentioned before, is that the Torah is not something which is limited or only given over to people who are exceedingly smart or intelligent. The Torah is given over to every single person in the world. It's given, or I should say, every Jew in the world. It's given over to every child. It's given over to every older person, every smart person, every foolish person. Every single person has a share in Torah. And in fact, he says the proof for this is from the mitzvah that we read about at the end of Sefer Devarim in Parshas Vayelech, the mitzvah of Hakel. Right? Hakel is when the Jewish people would gather together every Sukkot after a Shemitah year, so every 7 years, they would gather together, and the king would read from select parts of Sefer Devarim. And the purpose of this was, as the Pasuk says, gather everyone together, the men, the women, the children, the converts, everyone, in order that they should learn and they should hear the Torah. They should understand the Torah. So you see, it doesn't matter what level of Torah learning you're on, right? It makes no difference. Everyone is part of that mitzvah of Hakel. Okay, so that's, again, the third advantage is that Torah is universal. Torah applies to everyone, whereas Seichel is obviously going to vary depending on the person. Okay. Then he says, the fourth advantage of Torah over Seichel. We know that the obligations that of a human being, right, that a person has to help out another, usually are proportionate to however much they help you. So, for example, if you have a very close friend or someone that you help out all the time, so it's much more likely that that friend is going to help you out in return whenever you need help, right? But if there's somebody like random that you've never met before, it's pretty unlikely that that person is going to just all of a sudden one day decide to help you for no reason at all. Says that it logically, right? So that the individuals who belong to that nation, right, should be under that same obligation to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, more so than other nations. In other words, our obligation to serve Hashem exceeds the obligations of others. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us from amongst all the other nations specifically to serve Him. In other words, that we have this obligation in addition to everyone else, not just based on our seichel, but because Hashem gave us the Torah, and therefore we are commanded to serve Him in that way. All the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, including Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, and all the things that Hashem did for us in the Midbar, for example, those are all signs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, that He chose us specifically as His nation, and therefore our obligation to serve Him is going to be much greater than that of any other nation. And he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu singled us out from all of the other nations of the world, specifically in that He gave us a share in the world to come. We have a share in Olam Haba, which is not something which is necessarily given to anyone else. Now again, there's a discussion about, Chassidei Umos HaOlam, people from other nations who follow the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, they do have a lesser share in Olam Haba, but the notion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants us all of this good in this world and in Olam Haba is a unique bracha that only applies to the Jewish people. This is the bracha. This is going to be the Kriyas HaTorah for the first day of Shavuos. It's from Parshas Yisro, right? That this is what was clarified to Klal Yisro through the Torah. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, He used that Torah to single us out as the nation that He chose over every other nation in the world. So it's Dafka, the Torah, and not our Seichel, that is the thing that causes us to have this unique connection, this unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch. Okay, are there any questions so far? We're good? No? Yes? No? Good. Okay. So moving on now to the fifth advantage of Torah over Seichel. V'hachamishi ki ha'ara ha'toriya ki hakdama umavo al ha'aras ha'seichel. It's almost as if the Torah is a way to prepare for one being able to use their Seichel. Raya alav, bavur tzorech ha'adam b'na arusso, achinuch v'hanhaga v'lemnoa tavosav, ad sheyichazek v'yikon sichlo. So for example, the Torah, right, is a way to guide us and a way to restrain any of our physical desires until we're able to reach a point in our lives where we're reasonably able to overcome those desires. V'chein anashim mekalei adas min ha'anashim enam nemshachem achar hanhagas ha'seichal b'mnei chalishas isuro b'hem b'kishuro osam, hitzrech ha'dochak l'hanhaga b'inanis sheyisveluah. Says there are many people in the world, right, who don't have, their mind, their intellect are not fully developed, right? They don't think deeply, they think in a very superficial manner. So because they have a very weak control over their seichel, they of all people require the guidance and the instruction of the Torah in order to properly come to understand the way in which they are supposed to act, right? Those people who don't have a strong sense of seichel specifically need the instruction of the Torah more so than anyone else. But someone who is not falling short in the way that he serves Hashem, he's going to be on the level of these pure chassidim, the pure pious people, and he will be fit to get rewarded both in Olam Hazeh as well as in Olam Haba. So basically, that the reward that a person gets is the joy and the sweetness and the feeling of connection that one has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by serving Him in this world. Basically, right, that the schar that you get for serving Hashem in Olam Haba is beyond measure. It's not anything we can ever possibly begin to fathom. And in fact, the Gemara even tells us in Masechta Shabbos that the schar of Olam Haba was not something which any of the Nevi'im ever prophesied about, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone knows the schar, knows the reward of Olam Haba. The Nevi'im were only shown about Yemos HaMashiach. Olam Haba, the schar in Olam Haba that one gets for serving Hashem is going to be so great and so significant that it's not anything which anyone has any sort of a grasp over today. Okay, that's the fifth. Okay, now moving on, the Hashishi. Ki HaTorah kolola inyanim lo yuchal asicha levayar afnei chiyuvam ve'mamitzos hashimios uklolim mishar shehasichlios. The Torah includes different ideas, specifically things that our logic can't necessarily understand. Right? Again, we know that there are different types of mitzos. You have mitzos that are shimios, right? That are just, you know, they were stated over. And there are mitzos sichlios that are logical that we could have figured out on our own. V'zeyo bavur shayo ha'am shenitna lehem HaTorah ba'isahi b'inyan gvor ata'avlos ha'baham yos alehem ve'nechleshu datam ha'kar So this actually addresses a relatively famous question that people often ask about the Torah, which is, why does the Torah have to write those mitzvos that everyone knows, right? Why does it have to say in the Torah, don't murder? Why does it have to say in the Torah, don't steal? Like, those things, I could have figured out without the Torah anyway. Why does the Torah need to write that? So there are a lot of different answers to that question, but one of them that the Chovos HaLevavos seems to be addressing here is that at the time the Torah was given, right, the Jewish people were very heavily reliant on their physical desires. So if a person is so caught up in their physicality, it's very likely that their seichel is not going to be working properly, and it's not going to be thinking straight. And even though in theory every person with a brain in their head knows that you're not supposed to murder or steal or do any of those kinds of things, but it could very well be that a person's seichel at that time in particular, when their physical desires were so overwhelming, would not have been working properly. And that's why the Torah has to specifically tell you not to engage in any of those aviros. Okay, then he says, Umisha sichlo v'hakarasu chazakim, yisorer alehem yikabli malatzmo lishnei apanim. Umisha nechlash sichlo midas chiyuvam yikabli mitzad ha-Torah bilvad. V'yinag behem minag ha-shimiyos. So ha-yisab azos takonas ha-kol, k'mo shomar drachah darchei noam v'chol nisivu seha shalom. If you're a person whose seichel is working properly, then you can receive the Torah from two aspects, and two components, right? You can receive the Torah as something which you understand, and also as a commandment, but if you're not at the point where your seichel is up to par for whatever reason, then you should just view the Torah as a direct command from Hashem and accept it in that way. Okay, then this is the final difference here between Seichel and Torah. V'hashvi'i, ki HaTorah nagia eleha b'metzios adam, she'yiro al yodo oso sumofsim, kol b'nei adam shavim b'hem yitzad argashosam, lo yuchlu lirchosam. The Torah, it was given to Bnei Yisrael through Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe was the intermediary, he was the middleman who gave us the Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu performed miracles for all of Bnei Yisrael that we were able to see and sense with all of our senses, and there was no way to possibly deny that. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu performed miracles when he was giving us the Torah was something that was that goes above and beyond the human intellect. Because again, human intellect, as we mentioned in the beginning, is very subjective. It's very faulty, right? You could forget something. You could not know something. Someone could be smarter than you. But when you see miracles happening and the Torah was given with that backdrop, with that context, that framework of miracles, it's very hard to deny that. So these are the seven advantages that the Chovos HaLevavos speaks about that the Torah has over just our strict seichel. Okay, and he says, "Umisha yivchan tovos ha'elokim alav asher yishtaveh bohen im kol b'nei adam." So anyone who considers all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, right, and that we have that in common with other people, yamin b'chiyav kabbalas avodas ha'elokim b'chol minei ha'sechlios, then you will understand and appreciate and accept upon yourself the obligation to serve Hashem with all various forms of seichel. "Uchashe yivchan tovos ha'borei alav asher yichid bohen amo mishar ha'amim." And then we will come to appreciate the fact and understand how it is that we are different from all the other nations of the world. And then again, when we notice how we are set aside from the other Shvatim, for example, let's say, for example, a Kohen or a Levi, right? A Kohen or a Levi is on a higher level than a regular Yisrael, so he will also come to appreciate that distinction because of the function of their upbringing, of their background. Keneged arba'av yesrim tovos shehitiv v'hem haborei l'kohanim. Vehem Arbav Yesrim Manos Kahuna. Right? The Mishnah of Pirkei Avos talks about how there are 24 toros, there are 24 aspects or mitzvos associated with Kohanim. That corresponds to the 24 Manos Kahuna, the 24 gifts that we give to the Kohen from various parts of the animal. You know, from after you shecht an animal, you have to give certain parts to a Kohen. We have to give truma to a Kohen. Right? There are different things that we give to the Kohen that are a reflection of their heightened stature. The Alha Hakasha Hazos, right? He says, "Kol mi sheyichid ha elokim oso betova mi baladei shar b'nei adam, sarach sheyichayev es atzmo avoda sheyisyachid ba mi baladehem, imishtadlo ba avoda hakolel oso so imayem, kifi yichalto vahasagaso, lohodos la'ashem yisparach ha-ma sheyichto bo min atov, via gorim hasmadasa, ulohosiflo alea v'ligmol ala avoda so baba." So basically, he says that it's incumbent upon every single human being, every single person, right, based on whatever your level of seichel is, to serve Hashem in the best way that you possibly can. And this way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue to shower you with bracha in this world as well as in Olam Haba. V'lo yihyeh k'mi shenemar bo v'chesef v'beisi lo v'zov asu v'baal, u'mi shemekatzer b'avoda ama sheyuchad bo min hatova, yigrom lo lekatzer b'ma sheyuchta bo mishpachto, v'yachar kach b'ma sheyuchad bo amo, v'yaniach es ha-Torah, v'chemen sheinu mekabal es ha-Torah, enu mekabal chiyuvei ha-sichlius. You should never be like a person who is only going to accept the Torah because, he does it because he thinks he's going to get a reward, or he does it because he thinks he's, you know, because it's the right thing to do. I mean, if it's the right thing to do, that's also a positive thing. But the ideal way to do it is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to accept the Torah. U'chasheinu mekabel mashu mechayvo asechel im himatzu lo v'hisorer alav yatzu lo mitchulas achaya medaber v'yu abehemos mevinos derech takanosim yosher mimenu kemo sha'amar yodashor koneu v'chamor evus be'alav Yisrael lo yada amilo lo esponon via darko kederech mishenemar alav ki rishoyim yovedu v'ayve Hashem ki ikar karim kalu v'ashan kalu. Basically, if a person does not accept the obligations of the Torah upon himself and he only does, you know, what he thinks is the right thing to do, but not what the Torah tells him to do, so that is actually, he's going to be worse than an animal. Because the psukim and throughout Navi point out that animals at least listen to their masters, they at least do what they're told. But B'nai Yisrael, if we're not listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're even worse, we're even less than animals.